It's about to go down. Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on the dopest podcast, the Smith Express Sports Show. Got a legend, North Carolina veteran, NBA great, first team parade All-American, McDonald's All-American, ACC Player of the Year, ACC Tournament MVP, ACC Rookie of the Year, four-time first team All-ACC. Man, the list goes on and on. NCAA champion 2009. How you doing, Mr. Tyler Hansbrough?
Hey, what's up, man? Doing great. Glad to be on your podcast.
That's dope. That's dope. Let's get straight into it. So, how did you get into the game of basketball? What made you want to take it so serious?
I grew up a small town. Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and my dad and his buddies played basketball a lot. I used to go to the gym and watch them. And then I started playing at a young age, and I started playing on the playground. And then every day after school, man, I just got addicted to the game of basketball, and I went and played pretty much every day after school at the playground. And eventually I started working on my game and trying to add tools so I can go out there and win a bunch of games.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. What were some of your inspirations growing up?
My inspirations growing up, there was a junior college in my hometown, Three Rivers Community College. And so a lot of players I really looked up to in that program. Actually, Latrell Sprewell played at Three Rivers. Played for Gene Bess, who was a legendary JUCO coach, and he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And so I grew up going to a bunch of his camps, and he taught me a lot. So that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So get straight into the North Carolina. For all 4 years, I see that you're the all-time leading scorer. What was it like that championship run, 2009? Did you know that year was going to be the year that you guys take it all?
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, I think we're the most talented team. But in 2009, the year before, we went to the Final Four, and we kept getting better and better as a team. That was my senior year. And so we had a lot of talent. Obviously, Ty Lawson, Wayne Ellington, Danny Green, Ed Davis and Tyler Zeller, who happened to be hurt for most of the year. But we had a lot of talented guys, a lot of NBA guys as well. And so, yeah, I felt pretty comfortable and confident that if we just, played somewhat to our abilities, that we're going to win the whole thing that year.
Oh, that was amazing. I know that was an amazing feeling. So, take you back, from even that year, What were some of the things? Because you play with a lot of talented people as well, even going into the NBA career. Coming from Chicago, what was it like playing with Derrick Rose in his prime and LeBron James in his prime?
Man, those are two people that you really don't want to see. Playing another team, D Rose in his prime. I played against him when I was with the Pacers. Obviously, in the playoffs, that was my first playoff experience. But D. Rose in his prime, he was an absolute beast. I mean, his athleticism, the way he got to the rim, and the way he could finish through contact, he was a monster. But LeBron James in his prime, when he was with the Heat, for sure. I was with the Pacers. We played him 1 year. I think it was played him 11 times that year because we went to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron in his prime, and LeBron could do everything. I mean, he didn't have a lot of holes in his game, and he made everybody better. There wasn't if you doubled him, he was going to find an open man. If you didn't double him, he was going to score, and he played defense. He did it all.
Man, yeah, those are epic moments seeing those times, man. So, because, like, if you look at basketball today versus basketball now or when you first started, there's a big difference as far as I believe there's more sensitive plays going on where, like, it's easy to draw a foul. What's your take on that?
Yeah, the game has changed. It's the big and physicality play isn't as prevalent as it once was. You'll see, the game started to shift a little bit when I was in the NBA, but now it's more small ball and they, modernized whatever basketball they call it. But yeah, the big physicality and the physical plays and the hard fouls, that's kind of a thing in the past. But when I was in the NBA, that's kind of what the Pacers were known for. The team that I played on, big physical, defensive minded team that we played very physical, but that is kind of ancient now.
Yeah. So look, like, let me ask you this, and you know what I'm saying, and it's just, you know what I'm saying, you speaking honestly, the 2009 North Carolina team that won the NCAA champion, do you think you guys could compete with the people of today? Do you think you'd be just as dominant
in college?
Yeah, college or pros, if you guys were to have made,
Just to be clear, we wouldn't compete with any of the pro teams. That's no college basketball team in the history of college basketball could compete in the NBA level. That's not possible. And in my opinion, I don't think the college game is as good as it once was. I think a lot of kids transfer. And I think the times of having guys at schools and developing them and watching them become better and better as the years go on with the transfer portal, I don't think the quality of basketball is as good as it once was because kids aren't coached like they were when I was in school. And do I think that my team could compete with today's team? I think we'd blow the field out of the water. I don't think it'd be a comparison. Absolutely.
Wow, because that team was loaded. You guys had a lot of legendary college players on that team that made a lot of noise in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. We were very talented. Very talented team.
That's dope, man. So like, from 2013 to 2015, you played with the Raptors. What was that like? Like, do you think from there on that was a solid team because you guys made it to the playoffs?
Yeah, we were a very good team. Toronto was kind of changing its course of its franchise when I just got there. They kind of had some, losing seasons, but Masai, their GM, I think he had just came from Toronto, but he was trying to shift the program around and they started getting back to winning. Casey, the head coach, he did an unbelievable job, but also you got to give credit to Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. Those two guys are legendary Raptors players, and they did a lot of big things for that program. And to kind of be part of that starting process with them, that was really special. And also, Toronto is an amazing sports town. Their fans are amazing. The city is amazing. They really rally behind the team. It is it was a special place to play.
Yeah, seeing the success of Toronto Raptors recently, I think that's pretty dope. Like, when they won the ring championship with Kawhi, I think that team is that city is on a come up. I think it's very well respected now because of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also played with the Charlotte Hornets. What was that like?
Charlotte was great. Went to the playoffs there too. Playing with Kemba. Kemba was a special player. Marvin Williams, a good buddy of mine. We had a really good team, and it's probably one of the closest teams that I was part of as far as, locker room really got on. We had got along. We had really good team chemistry. That was a really fun team. Obviously, Charlotte playing for NJ, that was really cool as well.
Oh man, I know that was amazing because like you playing and going to North Carolina, seeing all the greats before you that came before you, did you feel any pressure on the shoes that needed to be big shoes to fill type thing?
No, not really. Not when I signed with Toronto or Charlotte. I didn't really feel a lot of pressure to, you know, fill any shoes. No. I kind of knew that when I was going to that team that, you know, I'd be a rotational player.
No, I was saying, like, as far as you choosing North Carolina or going to North Carolina College.
Going to North Carolina?
Yeah.
I chose North Carolina because of Roy Williams. They had recruited me very hard, and I had a really good relationship with Coach Williams, the coaching staff, and so I felt like it was the best fit for me. So I didn't put any pressure on myself to really fill anybody's shoes, but I knew as far as the coaching staff and the players, I really felt like it was the best situation for me personally, and I wanted to be part of that program.
North Carolina, they definitely got history. A lot of legends came out of there, and I salute you for having your jersey retired. That's definitely epic.
Yeah, that was I'm up there with some pretty good players, and that was a really cool moment for me, and especially coming from a kid from Missouri to see my jersey up there with all the greats. That was something special.
Man, I salute you on that. So, like after the Charlotte Hornets, you played overseas. What was that like?
Yeah, I played in China for 3 seasons. China basketball was amazing. They have a huge following. The Chinese league is very physical. So if you want to see some hard-nosed physical basketball, you should watch the CBA.
Oh, wow. And so like, what's like, and it's very different from the NBA of today, right? Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. When I played, the Chinese basketball league was more like the NBA in the 80s. It was, they had traditional bigs, and it was physical. It was a tough style of basketball.
But just going over there, like the culture and everything is completely different. And was it easy for you to adapt?
No, it was definitely an adjustment for me. I enjoyed playing basketball, and I had a fun time doing it in China. I really enjoyed my time in China. I had a lot of fun there.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So like within the next 5 years, where do you see yourself? As far as
I have no clue. The next 5 years, hopefully my body is in healthy condition, and I'm enjoying life, and doing whatever I enjoy doing. That's hopefully that's where I'm at.
That's cool. Would you ever see yourself coaching?
I could see myself coaching at some level. I'm not really sure what level yet. Maybe the high school or pro level. I could see that happening.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. But, you know, it's definitely an honor to take your time out to be on the show. Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. And glad to come on here.
No problem. One last question. For those that is tuning in, and for those that's trying to accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for those people?
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell people, and if you want to be great, especially in basketball, you've got to earn it. Don't expect anybody to give you anything. Put the work in and earn everything that you get, because it takes a lot of hard work. Just make sure that your work ethic is matching whatever you want to accomplish.
That's awesome. You guys heard it here first from the legend, North Carolina legend, Tyler Hansbrough. Definitely an honor, my dude.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. Take care.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. Another dope interview on the Smith Express Sports Show. Let's get it.